forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
With Kat
and Pat.
Sitting on the sofa, there's a TV in the corner. I am watching Major Nelson. He is played by Larry Hagman.
Janie!
And he found a little bottle and out popped Barbara Eden. But she couldn't show her belly button. All she did was blink. Da 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 da.
This is psycho.
Hey, and that's the Dream of Genie, Nick and Nate promo! Oh my god. Oh my god.
This is Kat.
Easy girl.
This is Kat.
Hey girl, when you're in the mix, you'll know.
Girl, you'll know. This is Kat.
And this is Kat's friend Pat.
And welcome to Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, love. We're here in the studio with
a
dear
friend. We're doing this. We're actually doing this episode in the studio.
This time we're kind of in the studio. Put your ears open for Maxwell
Witter. Well,
now,
are you a Maxwell?
No. Oh my god, no. I'm just a solid Max.
Max is such a great name.
Something punchy and
totally. That's like my little brother being just Jack.
What?
My little brother's Jack.
He's just Jack.
Max is great for showbiz.
I think. Well, except my dad actually said to me once. He was like,
"Don't
you
do
actually,
showbiz, faggot."
No, he said,
"Don't do showbiz, faggot."
No, he said, "You don't have a good name for show business." And I was like, "Well, whose fault is that?"
Yeah. Why does he think that?
Our last name. He's
Witter?
He's like a self-effacing Jew. Yeah.
Witter.
Oh my god, I'm so
sorry. I know
sorry.
Your nips are out. So really am I.
Well, your dad definitely always wanted to be a Broadway star, and he was like, "I can't."
No, isn't he an artist?
My dad, so when I was growing up, he was like in like the OG Second City crew with Del Close.
OG Sex in the City.
Sex in the City. Yeah, he was in the original.
Oh my god, that was an
improv
ho. Your dad was an improv ho.
Yeah, and then he was like an actor. He was in like Revenge of the Nerds 3 and
Are
stuff
you serious?
Like that. Yes.
That's amazing.
And he you know, amongst other things, and he also wrote for kids' shows like Beetlejuice and Bobby's World and stuff.
Oh my god, I loved Bobby's World.
I have
World.
Handwritten notes from Mr. Rogers to me
because
my dad like met him and talked
my
to him.
God.
I loved Bobby's World.
That's did your
you,
privilege.
Did I do that for you?
That's your privilege.
That's yeah.
Having Mr. Rogers
my privilege is showing.
Honey, your privilege is showing.
Yeah.
Your nips are showing, your privilege is showing.
Did Howie Mandel come over for family dinners?
Oh my god, my family never had dinner.
Did you call him Uncle Howie?
One time I went to see America's Got Talent at Madison Square Garden. And my friend got a blank white t-shirt and in Sharpie wrote Howie Fandel on it. And then we all went.
Oh my god.
And then
how did that make you feel?
We left after like 5 minutes because it wasn't fun and we were kind of drunk.
Okay.
Let's leave America's Got Talent.
But I celebrate them.
Can I just say, when I was like sitting in that chair, I was like, had so much energy.
I know.
And I was like, I'm ready to fucking pop off the second I sit down in this chair.
We know.
It's all gone. And
that's
my
story
my
of our fucking
brain
life.
Is a blank slate.
Yeah. Story of Catherine's late 20s and my early 30s. Okay. The story is that. Wait, can you feel comfortable? Can you feel comfortable saying how old you can be?
Yeah.
Well, I classically have a joke that I say on stage where
I
say I'm almost 30 in that I'm 32.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're actually, you're older than me.
No.
You're 32?
Yeah. I just didn't want to be. Sorry. I said no
What's
because I didn't
sign?
Want it.
Oh my god.
What's wrong?
What?
Oh my god.
What?
I haven't been wearing headphones this whole time.
Yeah, I noticed.
Oh my
Is that okay?
God.
I was copying you because I was like, yeah, I don't like wearing headphones.
Wait,
either.
Why?
Wait,
you
know, like, I literally love my headphones.
Oh, okay.
Why
don't
you
are
both
they?
Put headphones
Take these.
On?
Take mine.
No, you need to both put them on.
Maybe it's because they weren't here.
Yeah, where are they?
Wait, this is so crazy because I'm famously, I feel really uncomfortable when I don't have them on.
Yeah.
But you don't.
And you
That's
made her
thing.
Uncomfortable,
you,
Max.
You actually just...
That's how I knew. That's how
you
know I'm scatterbrained.
I do,
but I've never been so scatterbrained that I've forgotten to put on my headphones.
I think you just came out as confident. You accidentally just came out as confident.
I am
and
confident.
Comfortable in your body.
There's
this
a
is
genie.
Beautiful.
Thank
I
you.
Am
it's
sort of comfortable.
Well,
I have this thing in my body where it's like sometimes I'm so comfortable.
That's not even a song.
No, it's not. You actually made it up entirely.
You look so happy.
Wait, I look so happy now or when the song
What other lies
right
do you think you've told yourself?
So many lies. Yeah. So many lies.
I see
lies.
That for you. Yeah.
So and it stops today.
Pat, do you want to explain why we were playing that?
What do you mean?
Why we were playing
that song? Well, we talked about it on the episode, didn't we?
Oh, was I here for that?
Did we talk about it on the episode?
No, we did.
Yeah,
we did.
Totally did.
Yeah.
I'm just like in a
Wait,
fucking fog.
Yeah, I think so.
He did.
Again, the second I sat down on the ship,
I am London Major Nelson.
So now let's what's the original song about?
Said,
okay, yes.
Oh, sorry.
What's the original song about, Tom Steiner?
It's about like a woman going to a diner and she like sees a man getting coffee and then she's like, wow, life, you know?
Totally.
It's very...
The 90s were that.
It's
like,
not love.
In the 90s, like that could be a song.
That could be a song.
Wait, everyone say what the 90s were to you.
Oh, gosh.
Kids. It was all about
kids.
Totally.
It really was about kids.
You just see like I just see like a little boy standing on top of like a world with like his fist in the air and it's like kids and he has like big shoes.
Yeah, it was like super soakers and
yes.
it was like
yeah.
I'm seeing like oversized
Bugs,
unsexy
Bugs
clothes,
you know what,
cigarettes.
Do you know what game you
and
have
like,
do you know what game 90s kids will get?
What?
90s kids will get
Snakes
the game.
And Ladders.
No,
oh.
Crossfire! Where you shot the little pellets.
I never played it, but I definitely saw it on
You never played it? It was
you guys are being boys.
Yeah, we were boys.
You know what? I was a boy.
I was
really?
A boy, too.
Even though I really didn't want to be.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
But you enjoy boy stuff, you mean?
I action figures,
well,
fighting games.
Yeah, well,
I definitely like played with staves and daggers and poisons.
I played
know?
With action figures for like too
chains.
Long, kind of, because I had little brothers who had like things. I would just like set up these wars that were going to happen, but the wars never really actually happened. You
know just
what
I mean?
Oh,
so you like the story.
I love
it.
The narrative mind. I when
were
I was
you're
little,
a storyteller.
Famously, I would go over my girl cousin's house every day and set up a wedding between her Jasmine
oh
Barbie
God.
And a
yes.
Ken Barbie.
Yes.
But full wedding parties, I would assign everyone like maid of honor or whatever. Famously, her sister would show up at the wedding who she hadn't seen in years and slap her. But I never like knew why. Or just like I just like love the moment of like her coming in. It was like right when they're gonna say I do. The sister like walks down the aisle slowly. It was like,
oh my God,
Jasmine was the bride. The sister was this basic other Barbie, like Skipper or someone.
What do you think was the first
slaps her across the face?
What was the first thing that you saw that imprinted that made you this way?
I don't know.
Like the first piece of pop culture you remember.
Oh gosh.
Las Culturistas.
Yes.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Calling. So wait, I had a sort of similar thing happen. So when I have this specific thing that I'm remembering, where my stepsister and I like set up a quote unquote play for our parents using Barbies, and like had like a whole tableau that we set up. We like shut off the lights, focused a lamp on the play, and really it was just like us playing songs and like moving the Barbies' heads around as if they were singing the songs. And my dad jumped up because he was furious that he had to sit down.
And
he's such a patient, such a beautiful, wonderful human being, but he was just, I think he was just having a moment and was infuriated that he had to sit and watch a Barbie's head just like twist around for like 25 minutes in the dark.
My mom would make us do the night before we had to do our science fair presentations. She would make us do them for the family. And then she would, when she felt like you were being bad presentationally,
Tiger
she
would, Mom.
She would go, ah, like if
no.
you were like looking down or something.
Are you
or
serious?
Like, yeah. She'd be like, ah, because we really wanted to make it to the science
Wait,
fair.
Wait, so you
so she
were
was giving
born
us the
for show business?
Kind of.
There's
yeah.
no business like show business.
I made it to the science fair once where and I basically tortured my pet hamster by kind of taking out all of its like
hair
cage stuff and putting different things in the cage. But that's because the assistant principal randomly was obsessed with me. And she told my mom once that I would be fun to bring to weddings.
She's
yeah.
I guess she was jealous of you.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Pat Ayers, Patricia Ayers.
Oh, two pets.
Two pets.
One town.
My family had like a lot of animals that we killed.
What?
Like just so, like slews of guinea pigs that all just like died in horrible ways.
Yeah.
Each one knew.
We had a hamster that went into the laundry machine. We had a a lizard. My little brother had a lizard. He woke up one day.
What do you think?
Our cat was in the lizard cage, cornering the lizard, about to like slash it to death, but then they got the cat out.
What do you think the hamster was trying to clean?
I don't know. We found it. We just woke up and it was gone out of the cage one day and no one knew where it was. And somehow then we found it in a pipe of the laundry machine. I don't know
so
how we found
sad.
It. Yeah.
It's so grotesque.
I know.
It was trying to find its other.
I remember when I first lost my innocence. When I first lost my innocence.
When
it
was
I was in my backyard of our house. Heard all these squeaking.
No.
I saw my dog with its snout in like the corner of like this thing. I walked over and found like a nest of baby bunnies and was just killing them all.
Yeah.
And I remember running into my house and crying, and our dog's name was Corky, and I remember carving into the wall, "I hate Corky."
Carving into the wall?
Like just like I scratched it into like this little wall.
Using what? Like a knife?
Just like a, I forget what. Okay. It wasn't like a beautiful carving. It was just gorgeous.
It's still there to this day with like little hearts and like Appalachian motif.
Yeah, it's actually a full on relief. Yeah, it's an emotion of the dog.
Oh, right, a relief. What a beautiful word.
You're welcome.
Max. You're welcome.
Sorry.
Max.
I feel like this is like, yeah.
Smile.
Really quickly. We gotta get into it.
What do you guys need?
Who are you? Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Who am I? Who am I? And what do I want to be?
Queen. No, who, Gretchen Queeners.
Gretchen Queeners.
Who are you?
Who are you?
And who do you want to be?
Oh my God.
Who are you? Little Max.
Little Max, a boy.
I just got like hit. I feel like I just got hit in the chest with a hammer.
2x4 is kind of our go-to these
days.
Yeah.
What is like the typical type of answer to this? Like,
there's no typical, there's no normal.
Who am I? Well, okay.
It's kind of a jumping off point. Like, talk about your childhood.
Okay. Well, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, so I would say look at it as a jumping off point.
Totally. Like, lead
us.
I constantly have so much trouble with like self-awareness. I've been on like a quest for self-awareness for like several years now, because I feel so terribly like dissociated from my, I feel like I have no idea who I am. Or,
are you serious?
Yeah, kind
Wait,
of.
Wait, go on. Let's dive in.
I really don't even.
You feel like you don't know who you are.
Like, every time I see a video of myself, I'm like, who is that? You know what I mean?
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Do you ever have that?
If I think too hard, I have that.
I don't even have that.
You want to have that?
I don't have it. Do I want to have that?
So you think you fully have a grasp of exactly how you're coming off at all times? You sort of, like, know your destiny. You, like, know your goals and everything.
I do think I'm very self-aware.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of friends as a kid or no?
Kind of. I mean...
Yeah, you were always around people.
No, because that was... I was, like... Oh, the reason I have no self-awareness is because I've just poured myself into other people for, like, my entire life.
Oh, interesting.
And so...
As a young child, I didn't have a ton of friends. I had, like, one friend for all of, like, elementary school. And then, but then in high school, I had, like, kind of a clique, for
sure.
No,
but I'm talking early, so actually I was right.
In kindergarten, famously...
I was right that you were lonely.
Well, I never noticed. I found out later in 8th grade that I didn't have friends in kindergarten, because like this girl Brittany, who was like, my mom was kind of friends with her mom, and like she was my only friend in kindergarten, and I thought we were friends, but like she was the only one I remember playing with in kindergarten. But famously, one time the teachers took us to the bathroom. You know, you go in like two lines.
I've been to the bathroom, yeah.
And then they brought us back. And I guess everyone else was like talking to each other, but I didn't notice it. Like, I was just like standing. I think I just like stood there quietly all the time. And then this assistant teacher got back and was like, everyone was bad except for Patrick Regan, who didn't speak to anyone. And then the teacher said, no one can have playtime except for me. And it was so uncomfortable. It was like all the kids sitting at their table, and I was just like playing blocks in front of everyone. And everyone was like looking at me, and I was like, I'm just building something. But then also one time I had this, did I talk about my dog pillow?
No.
I had this, so you had to bring in a pillow for nap time that you took out from under your chair and put on your table and put your head down on it and napped during nap time.
Yours was the dog?
Mine was like, my mom sewed it for me, and it was like, blue with all these like rainbow little dogs on it.
Yeah.
Cute.
But I liked dogs when I was little, and
before you
I didn't.
Corgi.
I was scared of them.
Yeah, and then everyone for some reason like it became in vogue to make fun of my pillow, and I wouldn't take it out during nap time. I would just sleep on the
because it was queer.
Normal table.
I mean, I have
it's
to
queer.
Say I'm 32 and I want to make fun of that pillow.
But then the only time I would have to reveal it was when we were switched, because you know you have like table shakeups where you go to move your desk to a different table.
You know how you'd have table shakeups?
Yeah, of course.
The detail, it's like the longer I know you, then the more detailed your stories get. To like the more I wonder about like the brain, my brain cells, and like why
but
I don't remember these.
I would take out the pillow and I'd have to go to my new desk, but I'd have to take it out from under, and I would have to like hide it from everyone because everyone would like be pointing at it and laughing at it.
Oh, cutie.
But I don't think I had friends in kindergarten.
When I was young, I once saw like a girl resting her head on the table with like arms folded, resting her head on the table, and her hair covered her entire face. And ever since then, I was like, I have to get long hair.
Wow.
I was like, I have to, I need long hair.
But you've never
hair.
Had it.
What?
Have you ever had it?
Yes.
When?
I didn't know that.
Oh my God. Well, I fully had like a ponytail when I was like 16, but
Oh my God. Tell us about your journey.
Okay. I feel like as a kid, I was like very, 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 very sweet. Very like my parents dressed me in like colorful clothing. My mom was a designer. And I was like, I think of myself as like very Los Angeles 90s kid or whatever. I became sort of like depressed and fat around age eight.
Honey, you wouldn't be at this table if you hadn't been depressed and fat as a child.
Age eight, yeah.
Welcome to Forever Dog. Okay. Yeah. So, and then
merch. Yeah. Depressed and fat as a child.
Yeah. As an 8 year old.
Oh my god, bug bite vibes on my back.
Do you have one? Can I see it? Do you want me to pop it? Oh, lately I've been trying to pop mosquito bites and it actually really helps.
Really?
Yeah, like the pressure, I think it just freaks them out.
I think it went away. I can't.
Well, if you flex when a mosquito is biting you, it explodes.
That's not true. Although I have multiple times, needles, I'm telling you, needles have flown out of my arm I've been getting blood drawn and I've squirted
blood.
That makes
me feel really queasy. That makes me feel queasy as
well. So you squirt it. You squirt it.
I'm going to make you go to bed right now.
I'm trying to squirt.
I call that that's what I call fainting. You have to go to bed right now. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. I was like a depressed, like...
Chunky.
And I didn't realize I was depressed until maybe like 2 days ago, you know?
Yeah, because you're like, oh,
I was always thinking about
like the void and how there was nothing, there was no purpose to anything, and how like when we died, there's just a gray space.
Right. And like I was like in the most beautiful place in the world, like sunny West Los Angeles, and just like never went to the beach for like 15 years of my life,
That's so crazy.
Grew up 5 blocks from it. But yeah, I don't know. Around the time that I had a ponytail, which was like age 16, I was like,
fat then with the ponytail?
Fat, anime nerd, message tees, like cargo shorts.
I'm dying to see an image.
New York guy.
At 16, yeah. I said to my... No. It was... Okay, wait. I think it was at 13, I was like, okay, I'm bisexual, but I'm taking it to my grave.
Yeah,
sweetie.
And then by the time I was 16 and a half...
You're like, I'm taking it to my grave.
Still am, babe.
I'm digging my grave.
No, I was like, I'm gay, but I'm gonna stop denying it, but I'm not gonna like come out of the closet. So I never came out of the closet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Except for sort of when I like broke down crying in my parents' kitchen.
Okay, sounds like you came out.
Saying that my boyfriend broke up with me. That was like when I
wait, did a boyfriend in high school?
Okay, go.
No. This was actually age 21 when I that was like the age that I sort of
did they know your boyfriend?
Yeah, they did. They had met him. And I just never introduced him as my boyfriend. I just, like, existed with him around. And, like, and I fully had, like, brought so many guys back to the place. Because I was, like, online dating since the time I was, like, 17, 18.
Oh my God. Okay, wait, so go back. You're 16 and a half. You're fat with a ponytail.
Yeah. But
you're,
all of a sudden, I said, everything's got to change.
You're raking in debt.
I'm raking in debt.
And you're
debt.
Anime.
I think it's a debt.
So you're always, anime. Were you always drawing?
Always.
Always acting, performing.
No, oh my god, I got blacklisted at a very young age because I took an acting class when I was like
blacklisted
seven.
At a very young age.
Yeah,
because
I was like seven, and I took this acting class. It was like a little bit improv-y, and they gave us props, and I had a phone, and I thought it'd be funny if I took the phone by the cord and like swung it around my head,
and I did,
and it was funny, but they killed everyone dying. But the teachers were like, that's dangerous. You are not allowed to use props ever again. And so I was like, okay, well, clearly you don't want me in this classroom. And I
left. Not a prop comic.
Not a prop comic. Except
now you are.
I sort of am a little bit with my drawings. And I don't want to be Carrot Toppy, though, you know?
You're not that way.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think of you and him together. Where is he now?
No one knows.
Where is he now?
I don't know.
Probably $1 million.
Montrose Stop.
Honey, if I knew I'd
hang out at Topaz Bar.
Oh my god.
Is he sober? He seems really
there?
Sober to me.
Totally. Today he's definitely sober.
You think he's definitely sober, right?
He's like in
so
the same
jacked. Room. It's like, you cannot, you're that sober.
I know. I'm the only
one. That is true. If you're that jacked, you are sober.
Except then you get me. It's like.
What?
My cousin's boyfriend won't even go on the same antidepressants as me because that's what my body's like.
Wait, but I was going to ask you how I get a good body because you have a good body.
No, yeah.
No,
I do not.
You don't? Okay, fine. I believe you.
Oh, fuck. Okay. It's just lifting and eating a lot of protein, but now I'm
are
running
you
a lot.
But so now you're
now
you're I'm shedding.
Running a lot, and it's like, it's not for the body. It's because I love to run.
Can
and,
I say, I started like gaining over the winter, and like I've never in my life intentionally gained weight until last winter, and I really liked it.
Wait,
it was
what?
Like, yeah, I'm getting like chunky and thick, and I'm like able to like lift more weights. And of course, my version of chunky and thick is like still absolutely nothing because I have a distorted view of my body. Oh, yeah. So I meant to say that at age 17, I fully was like, everything has to change. And I, over a summer, lost 40 pounds, got skinny, changed my entire style, like dyed my hair, came back to school,
hot
for my senior year. And I became like an art school kid, or I became like art class kid, and I had AP art for like two periods in a row with like lunch in between. So I spent literally like more than half my day in the art class, and I would just like ditch other classes, like staying art class, and I would, like, became like cool and like dropped anime.
That's
there was
so
a kid
hot.
In my art high school who came in senior year, and it was like no one knew. It was like he had never existed before, and he was so mm-hmm. hot, and he was bisexual.
Yes.
Wait. So.
Ugh, I love bisexuality.
What do you think? Me too.
My type.
What,
Joe
no, no, no.
pegged
what?
Me. Oh, what?
No, but I do want
Joe
to.
Joe pegged you.
Remember when you
Joe
and Joe?
Joe strapped.
Wait. Never forget. Never forget when you and Joe. Sent, was it a video or a text message at like 3 a.m. being oh, like, no. "Are you bi?" I was so honored. I was like,
"Do you kind of feel like this podcast is a little bit bisexual?"
Totally. No, I am bi.
Yeah,
she was bi for 45 minutes.
Like, I'm not like, I'm bi.
I mean, like, not yeah, exactly. not it's not like how I say I'm vegetarian. I fully eat meat. I'm like, no, I'm vegetarian because it's all
I'm
about sort of projecting
bi,
the.
But it's like I'm
image.
Bi. Like, I'm yeah. aroused by women.
Sure. Same.
But so, I don't
I'm,
yeah.
I'm not a razzy woman at
Excuse
all.
Me, just today, Kevin was stretching on the ground, pussy out, and you said, I'm attracted to you right now.
Yeah, but not really. Only because she was doing like an all fours, you like, I'm going to take up the ass right now.
Okay,
moment.
So that was a woman so, that you got turned on by, and you're saying you're not bi.
So you're lying to me.
I'm not.
Okay, so you're pan.
I'm a pussy out,
okay,
and you're
so
lying
you're pan?
To me. So wait. What do you think made you change your whole appearance when you turned 17?
I said, I just can't do this anymore. This, like, being. Horrible.
Were you? Why were you yeah, fat? Were you know. Eating bad, or were you not
yeah,
exercising?
Yeah. Oh, well, all of the above. I mean, no. I
40
mean,
40 pounds is so much.
Yeah, I lost when, 10 pounds a month for 4 months.
When
yeah.
you're a kid and you decide you want to lose weight, though, it's because like you literally have never tried before, so all of a sudden it's just like I didn't know bread was bad.
I truly my head just snapped around 180 degrees, and I was like, one day I was just like. From here on out, I'm only eating when I hear my stomach growl because I don't know what hunger actually feels
wow.
like because I've never felt hunger because I just was overeating my entire life. And then I was like, also absolutely no sweets at all, no sodas, no junk food, no eating after 8 p.m.
Whoa.
And so I restricted my diet like cray.
Do you
crazy.
Feel like it was problematic?
I was like verging. I was sort of like, I'm really enjoying this feeling of hunger. Oh my gosh, I'm 115 pounds while really enjoying this. So I did get like on the cusp of...
Yeah.
But I, you know, I mean, LBR, let's be real. I have all, I basically just like, we all have eating disorders.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I fully have disordered eating right now. Have you ever eaten anything and not regretted it?
No.
I've, yeah.
We have eating disorders.
Yeah, yes. I definitely have an eating disorder. Yeah.
I either,
Every time someone is like, I've just learned to love my body. And you know what? One day I just decided I am who I am. And I'm just like. Okay, that is a mental illness. Like body confidence. Body confidence is like a mental illness. Confidence is a mental illness. Sex positivity is a mental illness.
Confidence is a mental illness.
I feel like mine was so bad for a bit that I've had to like deal with it in a way that's like helpful.
You had a little more of an extreme
totally.
Thing than
yeah.
I did, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Max is like Max, making otherizing me Max at the table or something.
I just tend to binge. Restrict and then binge.
Yes.
What are you laughing at me for?
I'm laughing
oh,
at
about the event.
The event.
What's the event?
One time, Pat and I were like,
"Don't worry,
matter.
We can't even do it again."
Okay. It's just what, all
Did you say it every episode?
No.
It's just like
we evolved.
I hadn't been talking about how binge eating was a problem, and
but
we were about to eat.
She's talking a lot about binge eating being a problem.
But it's been months since I mentioned binge eating, and then we were sitting down to eat like a shit ton of Shake Shack, and then Pat was like, "Oh, by the way, like you should try Prozac. It helps with binge eating." And I'm like. Should we not enjoy this meal together? Or,
oh my god!
You know what I mean?
But she was saying she had Prozac that she wasn't taking, and I just got.
Wait, I want Prozac.
Yeah,
I can give it to you. I don't want to take it.
No, yeah. No, I might need it because I.
And also
because
I'm sick of coming, I just do it so much.
Oh yeah.
Wait, so you get hot. Your art school chic.
Yeah.
And then what? Then you get a boyfriend.
But where do you go to college?
First I went to Santa Monica Community College, and then I transferred to CCA, which is California College of Arts. Of the
wait,
arts.
Wait. How are you online dating as a teen? That's what I want to hear about.
Yeah.
Started off, honestly, like the first guy that I ever hooked up with, I met on DeviantArt.
Oh, right. What's that?
You think, God bless you for having no idea what that is.
What is it called?
It's DeviantArt.
It's like just Tumblr?
It's like OG, like artist person Tumblr. So it's like photographers, illustrators, blah, 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 blah.
But it's like, mostly like anime, right?
It's so much furry. It's so much furry art anime.
What
like,
furries are.
You just learned what furries
but
are.
I forgot.
I've been disgusted by furries for centuries. Okay.
It's people who want
to
fuck animals.
No, I'm not supposed to say that. I'm sorry. I apologize for any furries that are listening to this.
Yeah. I don't
think you guys have any
furries. Maybe
I bet you. I, you, know, you
I bet we
you
do, but I don't know if I want.
But they don't know if they are.
Wait, do you like anime porn?
No.
Sometimes it can be hot.
I like the vintage. I like the, like, when you find like this, the old stuff, but the old stuff is all like, it's like, a man like wandering through a forest, and then there's like a monster that is like chasing after him, and then he gets like railed by the monster.
Oh yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I kind of got turned. You know what I got turned on by, and maybe I'm bi. That scene in Kill Bill where Lucy Liu as an anime fucks that old guy as a child.
Wait, can I tell you?
I haven't seen that movie.
Can I tell you something that made me be like, uh-oh, I might be bi?
What made you say, oh no?
You
I looked,
when, when I okay. when you saw the gap in my shorts this morning.
Yeah, besides the gap in your shorts this morning.
Wait, are you saying, like, oh no, I might be bi? Like you had been straight, and now you're like, oh no, I might be bi. Or
no, 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 like I'm gay, and oh, now I might be bi.
Yeah.
It was like a recent thing. So basically, like, a couple years ago, I was on this panel, this like X-Men panel where we were like redesigning characters or whatever, and I this was for FlameCon, and I was like doing research on women's BDSM gear because. Mm-hmm. I was like redesigning a character to be more like BDSM, and I like wanted like references, and I found myself on this website of it was this old blog spot of women, pictures of women pegging men with like strap-ons, and I like started to get like really turned on, and I was like, oh no, and then I just like closed that, and I've never revisited it since.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Why are you scared of it?
Women's pegging men.
I just don't need to get pegged.
You know what? Because I get off as it is. What? I don't need it.
How are you?
You know what I mean? I'm fine.
How are you sexually? Do you prefer T, B, or are you truly V?
Truly what?
Do you prefer T, B, or are you truly V?
I'm like
T, B, V.
I'm sort of like, I was gonna say 80-40. I'm sort of like 80% like
he
top,
loves to fuck. He's
40% bottom.
Wow, you're 80-40.
Yeah. You're a top.
I'm mostly.
I don't mean a lot of tops in my community.
I know what you mean. You really do. Yeah. I know what you mean.
No, all my friends are bottoms.
But also, you know, you gotta go to LA. LA is where the tops are.
Really?
The
bottoms
are all, yeah, truly. Every account that I was looking at dating Scruff app when I was in LA a couple weeks ago, and every single profile is like, first of all, every man is a top, every man has a gorgeous body, and they are all like meditation, mm-hmm. centered, sex as communication.
Oh yeah, God.
No condoms.
Did you tweet? Like,
yeah,
your tweet was so funny.
Yeah. It was
your
like
tweets are really good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Stop. I have absolute garbage. I do like garbage Twitter, but like on purpose.
Do you clean up in New York because there's so many bottoms that there is like a short ad?
No, I don't.
But you're in an open.
Because I don't really, I look at apps, but I really don't hook up with anybody from them except last night.
Wow.
Oh my God, to
last
see
last
you.
Last time,
time I saw you were going to hook up with an app person. Not last time I saw you, but one time I saw you at that, Passover party.
Passover.
No,
okay, I wasn't invited.
No, it was.
Okay, yeah, me neither.
No, it was Marsha's. It wasn't Passover. It was a different
Jewish
event.
I know what you're
saying. Oh.
Rosh Hashanah.
No. Oh my God, there was the kugel. Oh my God, what was that? I think that was like a Passover thing.
Was it?
But it was like it wasn't Rosh Hashanah.
I want to.
Well, it wasn't Rosh Hashanah.
I want to marry a Jew so I can learn more about my Jewish side.
What don't you know?
I don't know anything about it, really.
What side? Dad.
Dad.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So.
What do you want? Like, what do you
wish?
I was
confirmed Catholic.
Really?
You know.
When was that confirmed?
The doctors just did a urine test.
And I tested positive for Catholicism. That's crazy.
Yeah, I did that in high school.
Have you guys had STDs? My friend got...
Yeah, I've had a million STDs. Okay.
I've had, like, throat gonorrhea a million times.
Recent! For me, one.
Mine was terrible. It was, like,
I had it three times.
It, like, my throat's so sensitive that, like, my tonsils blew up. Like, I was bedridden for 3 weeks and it happened three times.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's horrible.
I had to go on, like... Well, because first they gave me antibiotics because they thought it was strep. That's how it was presenting. Okay. And then it was... my tonsils were so big I couldn't talk.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're gone is strep presenting.
My gone is strep presenting. Yeah. Okay. But then it was just a pill and a shot.
Yeah, pill and shot. Did you have to get the ass shot?
No.
I didn't get the ass shot.
Mine wasn't an ass shot.
Okay, I told my recent hookups that I was like, hey, had this. Just like,
it wasn't an ass shot, so don't worry.
And one of them was like, I had to get a painful butt shot. Yeah.
Wait, so can we know what happened last night?
Yeah, about last night.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It was...
A first time?
It was a first time. Like, this...
You were feeling
it was
horny last night.
Where were you? So you called me out earlier because you were like, oh, our guest made us come early so that he could go to the beach. Last night, I was on a lineup and they had me last night. I was like, I actually need to go first because I need to go have sex.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah. Okay, great.
My little
so
secret.
It's been, like, my prerogative.
Whenever I want to go on a date, I just like say like I have to go first, and then I go on a date after.
Yeah, that way
you can always be dating.
Yeah. ABD. So this, I don't know. It was just so. Has the dick for you guys ever been so fucking good that you're like you're saying sorry the whole time?
No.
It was like so good that like I couldn't say hard. You know what I mean?
Well, wait.
Like I was like, oh my god, this is. He's like intimidatingly like good at sex. And
were
I was,
you
like,
fucking him or was he fucking you?
No, there was no actual like penetration because I don't really have like casual butt sex.
Yeah.
But
you were too nervous.
He just like ate
a
good
hot.
Ass and sucked a good day.
Yeah.
And it was too overwhelming for you.
And I was just like, holy fuck, this is. But also, this is the other tea is that I really hope he doesn't listen to this.
He won't.
Who is he?
We don't have any.
Say his first last name in social. Say where he lives.
I don't know his last name, but I do know his social. Okay, so
do we say like in the community?
No, he's not in the community. But so he,
okay,
he was like sticking his finger in my butt. He was like sticking his finger in my butt, and which I was like,
do you
okay,
know I did that recently?
What'd you do?
She stuck your finger in someone's butt. On Pride
you
weekend.
Stuck your finger in someone's butt.
On Pride.
How was
weekend.
It for you? In private, you said?
On Pride weekend.
In public? No, on public, of course. No,
oh, yeah.
In
okay.
public on
yeah,
Pride yeah. weekend.
Okay. How was that? Was it his? Was that his desire?
We discussed it. It was something that he said he was interested in. So we were really...
You discussed
really,
it when, like,
well, then
moments
we found
before.
Out later that he has S-E-N-L.
N-E-N-L.
We discussed it, like, months... We discussed it, like, a few months ago, and then we were really drunk, and so I was like, we're going to kind of try this.
And so how did you feel about that? You're touching... Yeah. Is this the finger that you did with the finger
that
you're holding?
Okay. I think it was... He told me which one it was. I think it was this.
He told me which one.
You did it with your ring finger. Your ring finger?
I think it was. You're no, like, I don't think it. Maybe it was ring.
Was that your way of marriage proposal?
Having some of his
put
shit
your,
around my ring finger.
Yeah, having a nice brown ring, tight brown ring. Yeah.
I think it was middle.
Did you get his shit on your finger?
There was like, I want to say bit. This. There was like the tiniest bit at the top.
I don't
of
blame
finger.
A straight guy for that. They really don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, they don't know.
It was
what
like
to do.
It was basically nothing. It was
also, if he didn't know going in, and also sometimes a finger. Can make it messier than even a
dick.
Full size dick.
Wow.
Yeah, I know exactly
because
of what
I don't
you
know
speak.
Why. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, don't finger me because I'm not sure, but you can fuck me. It's
yes.
insane as that sounds.
Wait,
yeah.
I felt the exact same way.
We'll find yes. out more about what happened last night after the break.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.